WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Addressing the UN today, Benjamin Netanyahu addressed the backs of chairs as he began his speech. Dozens of delegates walking out to protest what some nations have declared a war crime for the killing and starvation of innocents as he goes after Hamas in Gaza, which he defends.
Thanks to the resolve of our people, the courage of our soldiers, and the bold decisions we took, Israel rebounded from its darkest day to deliver one of the most stunning military comebacks in history.
A looming government shutdown next week could see employees being fired, not just furloughed. The administration is now directing agencies to consider firing employees working on programs that are not consistent with the president's priorities. Without a deal, 2 million people could lose their health insurance. 20 million could see premiums as much as double if Obamacare subsidies come to an end. This is ABC News.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Today, everyone who lives in the Dairy Drive encampment has to leave. The city is set to demolish the encampment after a years-long partnership with Madison Street Medicine, who operated the site. It was funded by federal pandemic money, which has since run out. Joey Russo is one of the residents who are now forced to leave.
Dairy Drive provides assistance for people like me that need each other's help. This is our home.
Staff and volunteers have been working to find alternative housing for the 29 people who lived there. There was a last-ditch effort to save it last week. It failed by just one vote. And earlier this week, we told you about a redevelopment proposal that would force beloved Middleton restaurant Imperial Garden to move. Now, another plan could force one of Madison's most romantic restaurants to move to make way for student apartments. Portabella has been in an almost hidden spot on North Francis Street for nearly 60 years. They serve Italian classics in a traditional environment. It's often been voted Madison's most romantic restaurant. The State Journal reports a company called Villas Student Housing in Texas wants to build a 16-story apartment building there. It would be surrounded by other student housing high-rises already there. The owners believe Portabella is one of Madison's oldest restaurants. It's been there since 1967. Now, this project is still in the development phases and would need approval from different committees and the Common Council. Meanwhile, a grocery store on University is closing. Fresh Mart moved into the old Whole Foods when Whole Foods moved further west down University. The family-owned store is now set to shut down. Its last day open is this Sunday. They also have a location in Sun Prairie that will continue to stay open. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
The Packers are bound for Dallas. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It's the Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday Night Football at AT&T Stadium. I asked Packers running back Josh Jacobs what will it be like running into defensive tackle Kenny Clark, traded to Dallas in that deal for Micah Parsons.
It's definitely going to be funny going against him because I know he's going to have a little chip on his shoulder, but at the end of the day, I'm still going to tell him like I always tell him. I like me. So whenever I get a chance to go against him, it's going to be fun after the game, but between them lines, I'm going to try to give him what I got.
Brewers baseball tonight. The crew hosts the Reds. Milwaukee with a chance to secure home field advantage in the playoffs thanks to the best record in the major leagues.
You know, the guys have done a really good job, been really focused, and we talk about it all the time as far as, you know, what we need to do to win, what we like about what we did before, and what we need to continue to do going forward, what we get better at. You know, that's like a constant dialogue, and we can play the game and affect the outcomes.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy. We'll drop into the low to mid 50s. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 80. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Right now, it's 64.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
My problem is I don't ever eat fish fries, so when I do it, I overdo it. I ordered a large perch, ate everything on my plate, and I felt like I wanted to die. And now I don't want to eat fish again, maybe ever.
I know it's a staple to get breaded fish, but if you don't get the bread on it, you know, you can kind of get away with eating more.
I'm not trying to gain weight for football here. I'm like, I just want to have a nice meal.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
From the comments of former head coach of Wisconsin, Barry Alvarez, to the Brewers heading into the playoffs, there's a lot going on in Wisconsin sports. We'll discuss it with former Badger and NFL veteran Brady Ewing next time.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
WMDX Madison, where conversations are free range and organic.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause what makes me that much stronger, makes me work a little bit harder, makes me that much wiser, thanks for making me wider.
My family and I have known for years that there are costs to standing up to Donald Trump, but we couldn't imagine ourselves living any other way. We will not live on our knees, and you shouldn't either.
All right, yet another Rubicon crossed. There's no one I'd rather be in the rowboat with than, what? Just this week, that's Jimmy Kimmel's.
It's a lot.
That's Jim Comey. Jim Comey. That's it. What? Oh my God. Crawling.
The situation at the UN. That was.
Escalator gate.
I mean, escalator gate.
Yeah.
I took them out.
Yeah.
Took them. They were shook over that escalator. I mean, shook.
They just become stairs, and you have to walk. It's also confusing.
How do you not know that a broken escalator is simply stairs?
It's a set of stairs, yes. Okay.
And that this, you know what? And they tried to hurt us. They tried to hurt us. And that was crazy.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Someone on Fox talked about bombing the UN, because, you know, we need to dial down the rhetoric on the left, because we're causing all the violence, apparently.
I can't with these people.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, you
said that.
They're going to force us. Like, I'm like, if we're going to take the hit, we might as well do the deed. Like, what are we doing here? Yeah. it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I mean, the James Comey thing, we were saying, dear God, the position that we're put in of the people we have to defend, he handed the election to Donald Trump.
Exactly.
He is a lifelong Republican. Donald Trump should be throwing him a parade, not an indictment. But, I mean, here we are. Where you've got to defend the James Comeys, like the right has to defend Jimmy Kimmel, because...
Well, I think that's why they start with him, too. They start with him and not for the outrageous, completely out-of-nowhere indictments. Because, Letitia, you're going to get people mad on the civil rights issue when you start getting to the black ladies. But this is a white guy, and I think that they calculate, as always, every time you give these people an inch, they take 30 miles. So if they can get a group of people, and they did... This is the first time I've been able to get one of these indictments at least through.
I know. And I said that, Angela, about Kimmel and Colbert. I mean, when the rich male millionaires are the canaries in the coal mine, in the free speech coal mine, I mean...
Dude, black people, we're packing. I'm just telling you. We are actively making packing lists, because that is not good news for us. And and literally, on YouTube, channel after channel after channel is popping up for black people to get out of this country and how to move and what countries are accepting. I never thought that I would be here in America where somebody is saying it may not be safe for you in the upcoming years to live in this country.
Just yesterday, Trump called Jasmine Crockett a low IQ individual, which he reserves, as you know, for black women. Yet again, in a statement saying he's the president for all people while blaming half the country for all of the violence. I mean, it's the gaslighting is okay.
It's
becoming unendurable. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, it's gaslighting has some kind of finesse to it.
Right.
Yeah, this is, right. You know what I mean? It has some kind of skill level. This is hitting you, punching you in the face and going, I love you. I love you.
Yeah.
I love you. Like, and it's like, it is complete abuse. There's
Jasmine Crockett, I saved this for you because we've seen bunch of really racist stuff, I think, since Trump came down that escalator. But this is Laura Loomer, who is, you know, top advisor to the president. This was her tweet this week, because, you know, we're being told to dial down the rhetoric on the left.
Right.
Laura Loomer said, Jasmine Crockett's homeboys and homegirls are big mad. I called her what she is, ghetto. I guess I finna watch my back. God forbid Shaniqua pops a cap in my ass. You feels me? Now, I don't know if it's the most racist tweet.
It's up there.
I've seen, but I need to get
it's
a ruling.
Comically racist. Did AI write that? That sounds so co-pilot.
It really does. It really does.
Paul Sidekick or something. What's the other one? The llama. Come on now. That's AI racism. You went to AI and said,
I know. Don't make AI write your racist post, Laura.
It's lazy. It's lazy.
It is lazy. That's a D minus.
Have you seen the Laura Loomer Halloween costume?
No,
it looks
not.
Just fabulous. Like her face. And that mask. I hope it's AI. But
no, I think it's this mask. I think makes her look more lifelike.
Oh, they do.
Should consider wearing.
I did used to love those wax lips. Remember they used to get?
Oh,
those
yeah.
were delicious. Yeah. Those.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jimmy Kimmel, obviously, that was a victory for free speech for America, I think, this week. A triumphant return. His monologue, I thought, pitch perfect when he came back. But we are so tired of the whiny bitty babies on the right. Roseanne Barr rips Jimmy Kimmel's ABC return as a double standard. She's still whining. So ABC fired her, if you remember, Frangela, because she made a horribly racist tweet. First of all, Trump was president. Obama didn't have her fired. And Obama's FCC didn't go after her. She got booted from ABC in May 2018 when she tweeted that former Obama advisor Valerie Jarrett was a product of Planet of the Apes and the Muslim Brotherhood. So that was ABC's choice. They weren't pressured.
But you know what, though? That was, she spun that racism. Can we give it up?
That wasn't AI.
That was not AI. That was not AI. That was homespun, good old-fashioned American racism.
Right.
Before China got involved.
She wrote that.
She wrote that.
That came from her brain, her mouth. And she does, and ABC is not acknowledging that.
Yeah. And by the way, you mentioned, I think, Letitia James. I mean, Trump, I think I just came up this morning already. He's saying, we're not done. James Comey's just the beginning. I mean, and by the way,
indictments through.
Letitia James, Lisa Cook, Adam Schiff, there are a multitude of Trump administration cabinet people who have done the exact same thing with their mortgages. It is not illegal.
Yes. Mm-hmm. No, it's not. And it's not even an error. It's an error. It's not even a thing. But I think that the point is that is a pretense, that that there is absolutely no reality to this. This is not a list of criminals. This is a list of people in search of reasons to charge them, like that. We're not starting with a crime or even a potential crime. We're starting with get these people.
Yeah.
Like, and that's
after my political enemies. I want them persecuted. I want them jailed. Go do that now. And America, just like we just watched what happened with ABC, We have to decide, is this the country we want to live in? Are we going to be ruled like this? Because this is supposed to be a democracy.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing I think people really don't get, because we haven't had a major, we haven't had a we had became a nation, right?
Yeah.
And we haven't had a conflict internally since the Civil War that was at that moment. We've had, I think, an extended, you know, from results of that. But I think that people need to know what to do. In the case of Jimmy Kimmel, we knew what to do. Disney, cancel Disney.
Yeah.
Like, we knew exactly what to do. And Colbert's a little more difficult because he's still on the air.
Yeah.
So we don't know what to do. And so it's, I think that we have to propose something, and not just the No King's Day. I think we need to propose a national strike that does not have an end.
Yeah.
That's
well,
right. You know,
he got over 6 million viewers on regular TV, despite not being aired on 25% of his affiliates. To what, what are we up to, Chris? 20 million YouTube views or something? I mean, I think it was a triumphant week for free speech.
It did.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes. And that is. And we have to ask ourselves in this country, why do all the billionaires in this country run our media?
Yeah.
I need separation, because if the billionaires now believe that and think that they're going to openly come out and rule us again, I need some separation between church and state.
Yeah. And I need people to recognize how serious and urgent a moment this is. Our friend Santiago Mayer, I speaking of attacking black women, I've had it with people attacking Kamala Harris. As our friend Mike Nellis says, she has a right to tell her story. And Santiago said, funny how the same insiders who spent the entire Biden administration leaking negative news about VP Harris also think that her calling them out is unfair and divisive. And, you know, the protester, the Free Palestine protesters at her first book thing in New York, why weren't you over at the UN protesting Trump, who's actively, you know, accelerating the genocide in Gaza? I mean, it's, you're
because they know that he doesn't care. We care. It affects us. So this is the weird logic of the bully, right? Like, I'll go after the people who care, you know, and I will disrupt them because I can disrupt them. They will listen to me.
Right. But here's the thing, Dearborn, Michigan. I'm going to call you out every time. Okay?
You know Sheltons of the Detroit Sheltons.
That's right. No, I can tell you about Dearborn. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Not a friendly
instead of going after the real issue, you shoot the Democrats, the only people who are going to help you. And now you have no help.
Yeah.
No one can help you.
Yeah.
This is the consequences of how we vote.
Well, it's almost like they weren't exactly the same.
Thank you, Angela.
It's almost like maybe.
According to Tom Holman, both sides don't do it. Only the left does it. Yeah, here we go.
The rhetoric is what's causing all this hate, and it convinces that small percentage on the left that hate ICE to take action. When they have a congressman or someone that ran for vice president of the United States comparing ICE to Nazis, that gives some of these nuts, emboldens them to take action.
He called it an authoritarian government. He did not use the word Nazi. But anyway.
But they are. And
none of them
got hurt. I don't understand why you're ignoring that fact.
I've been calling BS on this ICE thing, Angela, for how many days? When did it happen? 2 days?
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
How is this an attack on you when you're the only ones who didn't get hurt? Right. And also, I completely agree with somebody else who says people who are against ICE would not write anti-ICE.
We were saying only...
They would say the F ICE.
Thank you. Only
that
since Cash Patel is in, suddenly everybody writes their entire confession on their bullets, apparently.
The orgy of evidence.
Yes.
Didn't we learn this Tom Cruise movie?
From Minority Report. We learned this.
All right. Lots more to talk about. All right. With this. Everything goes back to a Tom Cruise movie, Angela, really.
Thank you.
In the end. Thank you. All right. Lots more on that. 19 minutes after the hour. This portion of the Fridays with the Frangela brought to you by, you know, you with the scritch throat.
Oh, yeah.
Congestion, runny nose, cough. What you got? You know your body. You know you're getting sick. Your choices, tough it out, get sick, take time off work. You get in these news cycles? No, sir, you can't take time off work. Hope the doctor can see you this month. Wait 2 hours at urgent care with a bunch of other sicklings? No. I just opened my medical emergency kit right here. I match my symptoms to the doctor recommended prescription. They've already hooked me up with a doctor when I signed up. I start on the right meds and nip it in the bud right now. It is not a first aid kit. Doctor prescribed meds in there, strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep throat, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus the doctor's easy guide so you know exactly what to take and when. No more waiting to see the doctor. No more waiting and whining at the pharmacy. I whine a lot at the pharmacy because it always takes too long.
Kind of do.
Okay. Order yours online in minutes. Your kit will be rushed to your door. $45 off right now at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie. That promo code is Stephanie, urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Remember, you heard it on this channel first.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, hallelujah, and I don't mean that literally. The Freedom From Religion Foundation has just won two big cases keeping the Ten Commandments out of your kids' math class. In Texas, a judge blocked a law that would have forced every school to hang a giant poster of Thou Shalt Not. And in Arkansas, Conway schools had to take down their Ten Commandments signs after, surprise, the law was ruled unconstitutional. So kids can go back to learning reading, writing, and arithmetic and leave religion where it belongs, at home, church, synagogue, or at the mosque. Not plastered on a classroom wall, can I get an amen to the Constitution. FFRF defends the Constitution, sues when public schools cross the line, and protects kids from being preached at instead of taught. If you believe in public education, facts, and actual freedom of religion and from religion, time to get involved. FFRF.us/school or text my last name, Miller, to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or FFRF.us/school because Jesus does not belong in the homeroom. FFRF.us/school. Text fees may apply. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many, perhaps most, are 10 years older on the inside than their actual age. They are ticking time bombs. A major university study suggests how to slow aging and defuse the biological time bomb. Participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I hike and bike every day. It superpowers me. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits, cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's still time. Check out the university study. Get 20% off when you use that promo code Stephanie at fieldofgreens.com. Fieldofgreens.com, promo code Stephanie.
Shop Furlow Mattress during our Labor Day sale. It's our biggest sale of the season. Get a free box spring with a mattress purchase. Or upgrade to an adjustable base and save even more. At Furlow, every mattress we make is factory direct and custom made locally for you. And it's backed by our lifetime comfort guarantee. Don't fall for the other guy's mattress gimmicks. Furlow has no middleman, so you'll get the comfort you want and save a whole lot of money. American made, locally crafted. Furlow.
If you love animals and want to help in Dane County, shop, donate, or volunteer at one of Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. They sell gently used and new clothes, home goods, toys, furniture, and more. All proceeds support the comfort and care of animals in need. Dane County Humane Society thrift stores. Shop Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift to learn more.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Stephanie Miller.
I get my kids above the waistline, sunshine.
Yeah, that's right. Ain't nobody offering nothing below the waistline. Otherwise, I take it.
Frangela was saying that this should be my karaoke song because it's within my range.
Yeah, yeah, I'm not asking for gifts, so I demand that Frangela do their famous rendition of When Doves Cry.
Yeah.
At my birthday.
We demand everybody be quiet and reverential.
You almost can't. You can't help yourself. You stop in awe and wonder and just stare.
Yes.
When Frangela sings "When Doves Cry," it goes on for quite some time.
I see in people's eyes. Is there security in here? Is somebody going to stop this? That's what I see when I look at our audience.
I'm making Chris sing "Nights in White Satin" with Stephen Stills.
No.
It's going to be a party for the ages.
I'm not singing with Stephen Stills.
Yes, you are.
No, I am not.
I'm not asking for presents. I get to demand what I want.
He sings for a living. I do not.
All right, well, just, that's why he'll drag you along with him. He'll prop you up.
No.
Okay. Should I make Mark Hamill sing the Star Wars theme? Is there words to it?
No, there's not.
There's not words. But he can hum it.
The Bill Murray one.
The Bill Murray version.
Oh, I'm going to make him do the Bill Murray one.
Star Wars. Please let these Star Wars stay.
All right. It's going to be one for the ages, no. I'm telling you. Not since our Prince karaoke party. Right, Frangela? I mean,
Not since.
So, you know, they keep telling us to dial down the red... blah, blah, blah. Have you heard this? A viral video circulating on social media shows a Southern California dentist who centered her practice on her support of Trump, joking she provides worse care for patients who aren't Trump supporters. Isn't that nice? It's a viral TikTok video. She describes the visceral reaction some patients have when they see her wall of fame featuring photos of Republican leaders in Trump's orbit. She said, I get patients that come into my office, and when they see the picture, you'd think their butt was on fire. She says, when people complain about her prices, she says, how's Bidenomics working out for you? She sounds delightful.
Wow.
She says how she preferred having fewer Democratic patients during the height of COVID. She said, saying they wish they would just stay home with their masks on. She said, I have a secret hat I use sometimes. It says, make your smile great again. I wear it when I work on my patients. So when they look horrified or complain, I quietly cut back on the laughing gas and say, you got this. It's not as bad as you think. Wow.
Wow.
What's the word?
Wow.
That sounds this
actionable. That sounds like somebody should come for that license. That sounds actionable to me.
She has since taken those posts down.
She has deleted those.
No, but she said them and was doing it.
Yeah.
And if anybody, Brown, was up in there, I'm coming for your money and your license. If you don't walk out the minute you see that, I don't care if your teeth are actively in a war with your body, okay? If they are trying to get out of your mouth that moment, you tape your mouth closed and you go to a real dentist.
Yeah, there you go. All right, so we were in the middle of calling BS on this latest. It is sad, not just the justice system and what happened with Comey yesterday, Frangela, but that I think many people on the right don't trust at the FBI or Patel the Epstein stuff, after the Charlie Kirk investigation, they put out a narrative the instant something happens, and then they try to fit everything else into it, right? His brother said he was not at all political, had no antipathy toward ICE. They don't quote him. They couldn't talk to the MAGA family of the Charlie Kirk shooter quick enough. He also said his brother's a very good shot, to your point, Francis. That I'm like, mm-hmm. I really, okay, it's a coincidence he only shot detainees and at this point, 19 detainees have died in ICE custody. Zero ICE officers have died.
But they're under attack. You see, that's the thing that's really confusing to me, because attack seems to keep you very safe if you're an ICE agent.
Well, Angela, you got to listen to Tom Holman, because he understands things, because he, you know, when he he takes those bribes in the chicken bags. It gives mm-hmm. him extra knowledge extra, and understanding.
Extra crispy knowledge.
That's how that works.
All right. 29 minutes after the hour.
That makes sense.
Okay. See? Frangela helps you understand stuff.
Yeah.
They're
yes,
the head of the
department. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. Department of something ain't right, and the Department of explaining stuff. Okay, 29 minutes after the hour. Fridays with Frangela, Stephanie Miller Show.
WNDX, all talk, no assembly required.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. We have an update to a story we covered a few weeks back. Two swimmers with disabilities are back on the swim team after public outcry. Asha Shukla is a senior at Madison West High School. She has Down syndrome and has spent the last 2 years on the swim team as an exhibition swimmer. Aurelia Bergstrom is a freshman at West. She also has disabilities and was looking forward to her first year as an exhibition swimmer, too. Family said the swim coach spent years creating an inclusive environment, but this year, before the season started, they were told the team had gotten too big and the two girls were cut. They were told they could earn their spots back by trying out with everybody else without accommodations for their disabilities. There was outcry from the athletes, classmates, and families. They spoke to the school board, asking for the school to reverse course, and it seems to have worked. Asha and Aurelia are back in the pool with their teammates. Meanwhile, it's Child Passenger Safety Week, and health officials want parents to ensure their kids are properly buckled in. According to federal data, more than 1,000 kids under age 15 died in 2023 in car accidents, and about two-thirds of them were unrestrained. Dr. Megan Yanni is a UW Health Kids pediatrician.
A child may stay rear-facing as long as they fit the height and weight requirements of their car seat. There's no need to rush to switch them forward to the next seat. At age 4 and 40 pounds, you may switch to a booster seat, but again, there's no rush. Your child should be in a booster seat in the back seat with the lap and shoulder belt until they are at least 4'9" or 57 inches.
Safe Kids South Central Wisconsin offers free car seat checks. They'll be doing them at 3 different locations in Middleton tomorrow. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Sunny skies today with highs in the upper 70s to near 80. For tonight, patchy fog possible late. Otherwise, partly cloudy with lows in the mid-50s. Feeling more like July as opposed to September on Saturday, sunny skies with highs in the low to mid-80s. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
Get ready to go for the green and gold on this local Civic Media radio station. Listen each weekday for the keywords to text for your chance to win our daily prize, $200 cash and gold jewelry. And be entered to win our grand prize, 2 indoor club level seats to see the green and gold take on Minnesota in Green Bay. Just download our free Civic Media app and listen weekdays at 7, 9, 11, 1, 3, 5, and 7 for your chance to win in our multi-state contest. For complete rules, go to civicmedia.us.
Ahoo, this is Robert Pilot of Native Roots Radio. On our show, we share stories from Turtle Island highlighting the people and issues shaping our communities. From protecting water to treaty rights and preserving languages and traditions, we cover it all. Hear voices like Arvina Martin of Emerge Wisconsin, Dr. Stately, Robert Lilligren, and more. Because Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
Native Roots Radio, weeknights at 8 on your local Civic Media radio station.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Monday morning, we'll talk to UW Professor of Pediatrics Jim Conway.
And John and Gordy's Antifa Boutique will be shut down temporarily.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
Trump really believed that he had a strong position here, then why'd you back out of the meeting, bro? Why? I don't understand. Let's have this debate in front of the American people.
Yeah, what up, bro? Hey, Frangela, are you at all concerned that next week when they're planning to shut the government down to avoid releasing the Epstein files, Pete Hegseth also called all 800, what is it, generals and military officials from all over the world together to get together at one spot for what now? What do you think? What's your guess? What do you think they're getting together for?
I think it's a problem.
I think what Glenn said earlier, I think...
loyalty pledge.
Loyalty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, it's terrifying. Governor Newsom, Governor Pritzker is sounding the code red on, the 26 elections and or 28 elections that they're actively...
Well, they'll be done with those at that point.
Right.
We're not going to...
Everybody will be in their separate camps by then.
Yeah. You know, we don't stop this now.
Yeah.
I don't like the sound of that only because I assume that there's going to be segregation again, so I won't be able to be with you unless we're all in one comedian one. But then, I'll probably get separated out for being a homo. And you guys will be in the straight section.
So we're going to tell them you're black.
Okay. Okay. This is the blackest hour in radio. I mean,
this is what I'm saying.
It's not like we don't have proof. It's not like
and these are people who believe in alternate facts.
It's not like there's not a picture of Stephanie Mills when my show is on Sirius XM.
This is what I'm saying. If we show them that, they'll be like, "Oh yeah, she's black."
That's my ID. Mm-hmm. I'll just hold my iPhone up on Sirius XM Progress.
Sure,
that's me.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, so this is once again just a solid wall of lies. This whole first of all, he's not even talking to Democrats, so there's no this is why it's ridiculous to go, let's work together. You can't work with fascists. You can't. And he just lies. He said healthcare funds being used for undocumented immigrants. No,
it's never happened.
And that's what Hakeem Jeffries said. Trump really believed that if he had a strong position here. Why is he backing out? Francis, I feel like they're making us feel like conspiracy nuts. I feel like they're trying to shut the government down as the latest Hail Mary to get out of releasing the Epstein files.
Because
we have the votes. We have the votes now.
Absolutely they are.
Mike Johnson's trying to slow up confirming Grijalva, right? All of it.
Yes,
sorry,
they are absolutely. They have a plan. First of all, their plan ultimately is to break the government and privatize everything.
That's right.
So that is their ultimate goal. So for them, this is just sort of the slow rollout of that destruction. And it's not slow.
And a Trump MAGA buddy is in charge of TikTok now. So now he can spy on us instead of China, right?
Yeah.
Right. Don't you feel safer? Don't you feel safer?
And that is really the disgusting part of this wholesale of America and this privatization of everything is you're watching, China can't do this, but let me make this deal for my friend. And that is where we're watching companies like Disney and ABC and Paramount capitulate and not only pay him,
yeah,
in the pocket personally, but then give away all of our rights, mm-hmm, along with it so that they can make more money.
And this is why you don't cave to the bully. ABC is a perfect example. They were the first one to cave over this ridiculous George Stephanopoulos suit that they would have won.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
This is what happens when you give the bully your lunch money. Now he's threatening to sue them again because
Kim learned the lesson that they didn't.
Right.
Right.
He was this is it. He literally tweeted, "This is going to be more lucrative."
Yeah.
Looks
yes.
like.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is Jasmine Crockett on that.
I want the American people to know that when you stand up to a bully, you win. Do not back down. Do not bend. You allow them to go and wage their threats. If everybody starts to bend, for sure what is left of our democracy will be gone. And unfortunately, that is exactly what he wants. And even more sadly is that many of his followers agree with this.
Yes.
And, Frangela, you and I have had this conversation for so many years on the tour and elsewhere. Solidarity, having each other's backs, right? This is what I loved about Jimmy Kimmel. He brought up, Stephen Colbert and, Seth Meyers and Jimmy Fallon. They all had his back. You know, courage is contagious and so is cowardice. If we all stand together, as she said, and we all, the bully backs down every time.
Every time. And we also have to recognize that the people, these corporate owners, are not for us. These are the people, the reason we're looking at Trump. They funded his campaign.
Yes.
So to act as if they have any care for us is us lying to us.
That's what I mean. Disney caved because of money. Same reason.
Yes.
Almighty dollar. Because, as you said, Francis, this boycott worked. They were like, oh, my God. You know,
yes.
And now shareholders are suing them. Because
yes. As they should.
Yeah. Let's go to Claire in Fort Worth. You're on with Frangela. Hi, Claire.
Hey.
Hi.
How are y'all?
Good. Go ahead.
And my friend Frangela. Hi.
Hi.
I wanted to remind Chris about another thing with sorghum.
Okay.
It makes a bodacious molasses.
Sorghum makes molasses. Okay.
Thank you. You know, Claire, my audience is the keeper of the most amount of useless information I have ever heard, and I so appreciate it.
I know. Yes. It is useless, but
yes.
It's good stuff, and it comes from Kentucky.
There
the
you go.
The other thing right. is, we have had, I'm from Kentucky, hey. Anyway, we've had a brand new voter suppression going on down here. I found out yesterday that people's voter registrations are not getting done because of the Secretary of State. The software is broken.
Claire, they've said this forever. It is not a red state, Texas. It's a voter suppression state.
Oh, right. I know. No argument there. But this is something new.
Yeah.
They put a new system into Secretary of State, and it's not processing the voter registration, so we don't get it back.
Yeah, I mean, Frangela, we were talking earlier, they're attempting all kinds of fuckery, right?
Mm-hmm.
They're suing all these blue states for us to give them our voter rolls. California,
yes.
Thank God, said no. So now they're suing us for that. I mean, it's a direct, what is one of our founding principles? The states run the elections. It is it's federal overreach. It is invasion of they want us to get all the private information of all the voters in all these blue states, because I'm sure they'd never use that for nefarious purposes, would they?
No. And don't they already have it from Elon? What's the overkill on getting our data?
They just
how many times do you need it?
Democrat Mikey.
How many times can they sell it?
Mikey Sherrill, who's running for governor in New Jersey, they just gave her opponent all her private information.
Social Security number, address, phone numbers. Yeah.
And I think we have to really get into our heads that the fight that we're about to be in may be an actual fight. We need to be able to go out and stand up in front of these people physically.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't come to that.
No, I would, but that is what that's why they've raised a private army. That's why they're talking to military leaders to try to make sure that they will follow their orders when they give them. And I think we need to be ready for understanding that this is a really fight that we can't control. How it happened.
Trump said out loud today, I'm just getting started with James Comey.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, yeah. Because they gave him 2 indictments.
Yeah.
You know, and I get that Comey he's a complicated person, right?
Yeah.
Because I do despise him.
Yeah.
And I do think what he did swayed the election.
He's got
We're
it in the
here
dead of,
because of James Comey.
Yeah. He's got it in the dead of night go, yeah. Oh, my God. Like, what did I do? You know, I mean.
You did it to yourself is what you did, James, along with all of us.
Yeah, and I have some performance notes on that on his Instagram speech about his indictment.
Oh, do you? Go ahead.
I just think it was
notes.
A little too earnest.
I love notes. Yes. Oh, I see.
You know what I'm saying? Like, pull it back a little. It was a little high school oral interp for me. Just a little. Just a smidge.
Okay. I suspect that by the time we get to the bottom of the stack, I don't know, it's just, you know, general
seeds and stems.
Story. Yeah. Okay. Trump administration has ordered a nationwide review of public housing in an effort to root out residents who are in the country illegal.
Yeah.
HUD is no longer enforcing the Fair Housing Act. I mean, Frangela, we say it every day, but the velocity and volume of the fascism coming at us, I think, is what's designed to just make us, you know, give up.
And that's what Kamala, what she said, is that understand that the reason this is so fast is because they've had this plan for decades.
Right.
The fact that they published it was amazing. But the Heritage Foundation and all these, right-wing, white nationalist, apparently, think tanks, if you want to call them that, have spent decades setting up the judiciary, getting their ducks in a row, and then they got this wonderful fascist autocrat to come in, and now they know they've got to get this done so quick Because we might react
We were talking
effectively
to Glenn Kirshner, Angela, about Lisa Cook, and that all of these former Fed chairs and from both parties have come together to urge the Supreme Court not to let Trump fire her. Because, and by the way, there are a myriad of Trump administration officials that have done the exact same thing with their mortgages. Mm-hmm. She has done nothing wrong. And it creates yet another precedent about the independence of the Fed if they let him do this. But they, so far, it's like they just let him do whatever he wants.
Yes,
that's right.
Because they want a king, and they are white nationalists also.
This is
the thing that is, I think, really hard for us to get our minds around, because people lie, and they don't. We're not used to people affirming their
and
membership
by the way,
in
if you're
going
to prosecute.
Group.
Yeah, if you're going to prosecute people for perjury to Congress, why don't you start with the Supreme Court justices that lied about Roe, right?
Hello. Thank you. Or their own past, because I know we weren't done looking at
Kavanaugh
McRapey. Dear McRapey.
His gambling debts, and who paid them?
Yeah. Yeah. And all of the, how many tips was it the FBI threw out about Brett Kavanaugh? I mean, it's. And
you know what? I know there's a lot to do, but they conveniently did make a list of the things they're doing. So we can take Project 2025 and go back through and uncheck things when we get rid of these people.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Leslie in Oregon, you're on with Frangela. Hey, Leslie.
Hey, Mama. Happy birthday. I'm your birthday twin.
Yay.
I'm also a long distance. Thank you. And I'm also a long-distance overseas bicycle twin.
Oh, hooray.
And, and my husband and I, we're coming from Ashland. We met you years ago at a meet and greet in Portland. So for my birthday, we're already monthly donors, but I want to ask all the MOOCs and Stephheads out there to make a big donation today because of matching, because we really need free speech TV.
We do. Thank you, honey. I appreciate that. By the way, was I as delightful as I'm told I am at the meet and greet?
You were so delightful.
Thank you so much.
We took a picture and everything, which we have saved forever.
Thank you. You're the best. Yeah. No, you're the best. Thank you, Leslie.
That's freespeech.org/donate.
Yeah,
if you
please,
make that
please,
donation.
Please. It's the last day of the fall fun
double
drive.
Double match day,
yeah.
So please, everything you give.
For mommy's birthday, do it. Do it, or I'll make you sing Nights in the White Satin.
Oh, God.
Okay. Can I just say, I'm so done with anybody enabling Trump at this point. Did you see this? So Trump was laughing and attacking CNN during an Oval Office meeting, even as he agreed to take a question from a reporter from CNN's Turkish affiliate, who then sucked up to him. I'm done with people everywhere around the world feeling like they have to suck up to Trump because, you know, that's what they want. Our press corps now, Frangela, is entirely right-wingers.
Oh, it's crazy.
Pretty much.
Questions they ask are crazy. So when you were stopping those seven wars, did you wonder, sir?
Yes. Just like we've read one earlier.
Yeah.
The reporter's question was, well, because the left wing incites all the violence, Mr. President, have you? I'm like, what? No. Premise of the question. You know, and then okay, so this guy says, you repeatedly called out Obama-invited administrations for their stupid decisions. One example you gave was a refusal to sell the Patriot missile defense system to Turkey. You're known to be a great deal maker in Turkey. What can you do to undo this stupidity? Oh, tee up a softball to say the black guy did something dumb. Trump, wow, you sound like a nice guy. Oh, I like this guy. I like him. He's from CNN Fake News, the worst fake news, but I like him. CNN Turkey. I mean, this is, like I said about his 180 on Ukraine, all Putin has to do is call him and flatter him or threaten him, and he'll do a 180 again, right?
That's right. There's no comfort in, this is why you don't kiss up to him, because there's no comfort that comes from it.
Right.
He just sees you as a sucker.
Right.
And we have a leader who leads by emotion, not reason, not science, not led by fact.
His feelings.
And what we know is that feelings are fiction.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So every time he can change it.
Your feelings crowd. Is that who you mean? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He feels like autism is from Tylenol.
That's a feeling.
It's
a feeling, Stephanie.
That's his feeling.
And we're supposed to trust his feelings.
Yeah. All right, 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my non-creaky hips, my non-creaky birthday hips.
Your juicy hips.
Yeah, juicy. Native Path Collagen, telling you what. The most abundant protein in your body is collagen, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people are turning to collagen to relieve our joint pain, rebuild bones, even look years younger.
Wow.
Good for your hair, your nails, your digestion, all of it. It's fantastico, but you got to get the best stuff. Don't get the wrong stuff. Go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see. That drop that tub from Amazon. Do it. Okay. Yeah. And check out this special offer right now. Get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer only available at getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
You got spunk. I hate spunk.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Public schools are not Sunday schools. Across the country, lawmakers are turning public schools into battlegrounds for religious indoctrination. Ten Commandments posters in classrooms, school chaplains replacing trained counselors, and taxpayer-funded vouchers siphoning billions from public schools into private religious academies, many that discriminate based on religion, gender identity, or sexual orientation. This isn't religious freedom. It's religious takeover. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is sounding the alarm and taking action. We're challenging these attacks in court, exposing the lawmakers behind them, and protecting students' rights. Rights to learn free from religious coercion. Learn what's happening in your state and how to push back at ffrf.us/school or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school because our public schools are for education, not evangelism. Text Miller to 511-511 to learn more. Text fees may apply.
Well, do you know what the three pillars to good health are? Great diet, lots of exercise, and great sleep. And if you snore, you not only keep others from a restful night's sleep, it can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Zepa is the only FDA-approved and patented mouthpiece invented by Dr. Jonathan Greenberg that uses a tongue seatbelt because the tongue is one of the leading causes of snoring. Zepa also moves your jaw forward, keeping your airway open with a 91% success rate. From now till the end of October, put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. With every order, they'll donate $10 to breast cancer research. Go to Zepa.com, use the code PINK, or text the word PINK to 511-511. That's Zepa.com. Don't forget the code is PINK, or text PINK to 511-511. Remember Zepa. That's happy Z spelled backwards. Stopping snoring is happy. Text fees may apply. That's Zepa.com. The code is PINK.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Maine voters decide November 4th whether adding more ID and mail-in voting restrictions for most voters justifies preventing almost non-existent voter fraud. Question 1 tightens voter ID requirements and adds hurdles for mail-in voters, including the elderly and disabled, despite only 2 voter fraud convictions since 1982. About half of Maine's over 842,000 2024 voters used a mail-in ballot, and over 16,000 subscribed to an ongoing absentee voter list, according to the state's September 2025 figures. If approved, Question 1 would eliminate the absentee list and prohibit requesting an absentee application by phone. It also prohibits third parties from delivering absentee ballot applications, including family members, and limits drop boxes. Maine's population is the oldest in the U.S., with 21.8% of residents over 65. Question 1 also narrows Maine's voter ID options, eliminating student IDs, tribal IDs, and other currently acceptable documents, despite no evidence of abuse. At almost 75%, Maine consistently has one of the highest voter turnouts in the country, and the Heritage Foundation's own figures show just 2 convictions for voter fraud in over 40 years. We have the text of Question 1 at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
A game without a crowd is just a scrimmage. A performance without an audience is just a rehearsal. Without your presence, high school sports and the performing arts aren't possible.
Ensure that these essential extracurricular activities continue to enrich the lives of students in Wisconsin. Purchase a ticket to your local high school's game or performance.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Go, 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 shawty. It's your birthday.
Yeah, shawty.
We gon' party like it's your birthday. We gon' sip a Cardi like it's your birthday.
You're not gonna sip a Cardi.
And you know we don't give a fuck, cause that's your birthday. You can find me in the
yeah, what? Full of what? It's my birthday Monday, bitches. All right. Fridays with Frangela.
You're not gonna sip a Cardi.
No, I don't like I don't drink hard liquor. No. Okay. Sal and Cheryl say, hi, Steph, my husband, I've been listening for years and years. Your show keeps getting better and better. Your talent is allowed to shine because you always surround yourself with exceptionally talented, generous people. That's the key. Your combined efforts have guided us through the darkest of days. I cannot thank you enough. Question for Chris. Do you have family in New England? I'm related to Lavoie's in Connecticut.
Lavoie in New England, well, because it's so close to French Canada, to Quebec, there are a lot of Lavoie's in New England. Lavoie is a very common name in Quebec.
Okay, sorry.
That's a yes.
Best wishes for Bella. Take care of yourselves. Bella will be back from vacation next week. Jody will be in this chair. Chris will be here. Mommy will be out partying with her big sister on my birthday week. Okay.
Sipping Bacardi.
Here's the thing about being a single loser, Frangela. I had to order my own birthday cake, and I had them write happy 44th. Because
why not?
Now if it's written in cake icing, I think that's legal. Just
it's about how you feel.
That's not how it works, Stephanie.
It works. If it's her money, that's how it works.
It's written in gel. I paid for it. Can I just say, this administration is just full of bullies and incompetence, and I don't even know where. There was a thing about Kash Patel screaming obscenities at his staff because he's such an incompetent idiot. I mean, seriously, from Epstein through the Charlie Kirk through this latest thing. This one, the Homeland Security puppy killer, noted puppy killer, Kristi Noem, screamed at department officials and dropped multiple F-bombs after a series of news articles revealed how her policies had plunged the agency she oversees into chaos. Every agency is chaos. She said the secretary waited 4 days to sign off on crucial aid for the Texas flood victims. Remember that? Mm-hmm. Transportation Security Administration also allowed a contract for airport screening equipment to lapse after the contract approval delays were reported in the press. Noem and her de facto chief of staff, is that what the kids are calling it?
Uh-huh.
Corey Lewandowski. Called DHS officials to complain. They were screaming, said one employee. The level of disrespect and screaming at everybody in that room, I think people were really shocked and taken aback. Another former staffer said it was clear Noem and Lewandowski were feeding off each other's negative energy. Noem dropped multiple F-bombs. One FEMA official told New York Magazine, their affair is the worst kept secret in D.C. DHS employees assume the two are romantically involved, even though they're both married to different people. These are the people that lecture gay people about family values. It's the Corey show over there, said one administration official. The culture is terrible. People are scared less of Corey. You can't get along with anybody. He's the guy that shoved a reporter, right? Mm-hmm. He's the bully that shoved a female reporter.
Mm-hmm. That's right. And we keep, you know what we do for that? We keep giving you jobs in this country, because at the end of the day, we absolutely are going to, in any way we can, make sure that we take care of people who treat people poorly.
Yeah, poorly. Exactly. Tracy and Mesa real quick. Hey, Trace, you're on with Frangela.
Hey, you guys. Happy birthday early,
Stephanie.
For 19 days every year, you and I are the same age. Because my birthday was September 10th.
Yay!
So, and we all know what happened on September 10th, right? So, yeah, thank you. And one last thing. The Cardinals played in the stadium, in State Farm Stadium last night and lost.
Yep.
And I said, if they lose every home game the rest of the year, we can call it the curse of Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
Because that's where they had his memorial thing.
Oh, dear.
So that's it. Happy birthday.
All
we'll talk to you.
All right, honey. Thank you. Happy birthday. Frangela. What? Shawty's back. Okay. Fridays with Frangela is not the only way you can get Frangela. You can get Idiot of the Week. You can get Friday, or what do you call it? Final Word. Department of Something Ain't Right lives in there. I highly recommend it. All right. I'll see you at the potty, Shawty's.
Yeah!
.7 WMDX. Because somebody's got to fact check Facebook.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
Fresh off her announcement that she's running for governor, we have State Representative Francesca Hong. Hear what she has to say.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
I'm hungry. What's cooking?
Oh, no, not me. It's your turn.
Oh, we're back to taking turns?
Yes.
Well, how about Sugar River Pizza?
Oh, yeah, now they can cook.
I could really go for some of that 12-hour smoked pulled pork.
Ooh, and some pasta. Mm. Okay, now I'm hungry. Sugar River, here we come.
And they have that great kids menu, too.
We don't have any kids.
Right. That's beside the point. The point is, I'm hungry.
You're hungry. Let's go.
Yes. And we should talk about having some kids.
Get in the car, Bob. Sugar River, Sun Prairie, Verona, New Glarus, and catering.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Wayne Cabot. Cheers at the UN as dozens of nations walk out on Israel's prime minister.
Order in hall.
Benjamin Netanyahu vowing to fight in Gaza until Hamas is gone and slammed the nations that now recognize a Palestinian state.
Giving the Palestinians a state 1 mile from Jerusalem after October 7th is like giving Al-Qaeda a state 1 mile from New York City after September 11th.
President Trump today says the indictment of former FBI Director James Comey is not about political retribution. The former FBI director was charged with two felony counts of making false statements and obstructing a congressional inquiry.
The president was asked who was next on his list, and while he said there wasn't a list, he thinks there will be more indictments of who he called, quote, corrupt radical left Democrats.
ABC's Karen Travers. Trump will be at Bethpage Black Golf Course on Long Island today, not to play, but to watch the Ryder Cup. The big names are all there. This is ABC News.